And now, mis queridos, we leave you with a little sabiduría, some words of wisdom. Carolyn Mima Tejidor suffered for years in an abusive, silencing relationship with a man, a relationship that all but forced her to discover a new outlet for her pain, art. Here's Mima sharing some sabiduría about how art therapy helps heal and can take on a life of its own.
Let's see. My name is Mima. I'm 43 years old. And we are sitting in my art studio. And what you see around you is an array of artwork, a lot of it abstract work, some of it figurative. This was in 2006, and this was actually the first piece that I did. My hand was bandaged up. You can kind of see the scar there. Mm-hmm. That was in one of the first big physical confrontation we had. And I was hurt, and I was confused, and I was angry, and, you know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was happening to me. I loved him. I thought he loved me, and we were both fine. We both had really good jobs, and I just didn't get it. That night, it was, I want to say, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't sleep, and I was sweating a lot and tossing and turning, and kind of, I heard this voice say, "Paint it." The summer after I got out of that relationship, I was free. You know, he wasn't in the house, he wasn't near me, he couldn't contact me, but I felt that sense of, okay, now I can start to do what I need to do to get better. We can start on this side if you want. You know, some of my friends would tell me, you should show your work, you know, go to a gallery and try to get your work into a gallery. And I just didn't have that confidence in myself. I really didn't. They recommended this artisan's fair that they do every year. It's in an open area and there are going to be a lot of other artists there. So I figured, okay, I'll give it a try. So I looked at the space and I said, you know, this would be a nice space to do an art show. Yeah, and I said, you know, I think that would be cool, you know, for me to find some artists that have never shown their work before. I would prefer that. This is all that conversation. And so I would prefer it because I remember how hard it was for me. And it was a great turnout. I've spoken with a lot of different women who have been through domestic violence experience. And one of the things that I hear them say a lot is that they just want to forget about it. They want to forget about that time in their lives. And some people have actually told me that they don't think it's a good idea that I remember those things. I don't think that that's true. My artwork allows me to go back. It has allowed me to go back and really understand how I felt in that situation to begin with. Through that whole process, I've healed and I've learned about myself. I've learned about my womanhood, and more importantly, I've learned who I am. My artwork has allowed me to question me.
Mima Tejidor is the curator of the bi-monthly art exhibit La Mimosa, held in New York City. You can find more information about La Mimosa at their website, thedisplay.org. And you can check out pictures of Mima's own work on our website, latinousa.org.